to another drug.
And in Hong Kong, clashes between anti-government and pro-Beijing protesters hitting each other with Chinese flags and the symbol of the protests, umbrellas. This is CBS News.
The biggest names in politics face the questions you want answered.
As commander-in-chief, what do you think America's role in the world should be?
Face the Nation, Sundays on CBS.
Find from News Talk K1 AM 1400 and 93.3 FM. News and weather together.
And good morning. It is 8:03. That's our K1 News time. It is 65 degrees, bright sunny skies. It is a beautiful day today. A beautiful day to maybe even take to the skies. Here are the stories we're following. A 54 single-engine airplanes will be making their way to the Bartlesville Municipal Airport today. It's the second annual Balalaika fly-in, and it welcomes all to the BMA. The organizer and local pilot, Steve Dunbar, said all of these planes have been coming in from all over the nation.
California, New Jersey, Arizona, Arkansas. We got one coming in from Idaho. We've learned also that another group called the Oklahoma Pilots Association is going to show up. They have some kind of a function every month, and they just happen to be flying in here at 11 o'clock on Saturdays.
And it looks to be a great time today. You're welcome to see the planes out there at the airport and ask the pilots any questions you wish from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. No money is required to attend, but you are encouraged to make a $5 donation to help with the cleanup efforts. It would be greatly appreciated. Congratulations to Brandy Roberts, a first grade teacher at Jane Phillips Elementary School. She was named Bartlesville Public School District Teacher of the Month for September by Arvis Bank and the Patriot Auto Group. Her own struggles with reading is what influenced her to become a teacher. In her journey to read, she had some problems. Roberts' fourth grade teacher discovered she was behind, and she made reading fun and not a punishment. Robert is bringing that forward, and she says that she wants to be that same type of teacher, a teacher who's able to teach all children to read, regardless of their situation or their limitations. According to Bartlesville's Public Library's Literary Science Service Coordinator, Karen Kerr-McGraw, Oklahoma's health ranking plummeted to 50th place in the United States last year. Kerr-McGraw said that information came from Washington County's 2018 State of the State report card. And to combat that problem, the Institute for Museum and Library Literacy has joined forces with the Oklahoma Department of Libraries to apply for federal grants to help pay for health programs here in the state. Bartlesville Public Library has applied to receive funding for health programs since 2015, but this year they've been awarded $9,000 to fund these programs. A full list of the courses can be found with this story on our website at bartlesvilleradio.com. More news after this. This news is a service of Chenoweth & Cohen Realtors. Tom Blaine and Max Lukey on K1.
You deserve the best. Hi, Tom Blaine here. Whether it's a small retail space for lease, a 58,000 square foot industrial building for sale, or development land from a quarter acre to 150 acres, we have it for you. If we don't have what you're needing, we'll go find it. If you value hard work, honesty, and experience, you've come to the right place.
If you are in the market to buy, sell, or lease commercial real estate of any kind, contact Max Lukey or Tom Blaine with Chenoweth & Cohen Realtors in Bartlesville at 918-333-2222. Again, that's Max or Tom, 918-333-2222.
An agreement for law enforcement services between the town of Copan and Washington County Commissioners will be discussed when the commissioners meet next. An HVAC schedule maintenance agreement for the county correctional facility between Harrison Energy Partners and the commissioners will follow later. A recension of a pauper's affidavit will be discussed. Pauper affidavits are coming to the commissioners regularly, and they've become a growing concern as more and more indigent burials get brought to their attention. The commissioners will meet on Monday at the second floor of the administration building located at 400 South Johnstone Avenue. They'll meet at 9:30 in the morning. Live from the Osage Casino Studios in downtown Bartlesville, eat, play, and enjoy Osage Casino. This news has been brought to you by our good friends at Chenoweth & Cohen Realtors, Tom Blaine and Max Lutke. Taking a look at your forecast for today, sunshine with a high of 89. And then for tonight, clear skies, a low of 67. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 92 degrees. We're going to stay pretty much the same all the way through Wednesday with mostly sunny skies, cooler nights right around the 70-degree mark, and highs right around 90, 92 degrees. Our next chance of rain not coming until Thursday, when we have a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. And then Thursday night, maybe not, but Friday also another 20% chance of rain as well, with temperatures hovering right there in the upper 80s. Right now, bright sunshiny skies. We are at 65 degrees here at K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.9.
It's Saturday morning. Time for Green Country Gardener. Green Country Gardener brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union, Green Thumb Nursery, United Rentals, Enterprise Sod Store, American Heritage Bank, Osage Region, Peter's True Value, Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, and Overlees Woods Lumber. If you have a gardening question for Larry Glass, call 918-336-1400 or 800-749-5936. And now, the man with the emerald thumb, Larry Glass.
Good morning, Larry. How you doing today?
Fine, Tom. How you doing? Good to see you.
Oh, it's great. A great, nice, sunshiny day and nice and crisp out there today. It's 65 right now, but it's not going to last, it looks like. Looks like the hay fever's got us a little bit.
Yeah, well, 65 is pretty good for this time of year.
Oh, we'll take that any day.
But whether or not it's crisp, I don't know.
Well, we're calling
crisp
it
crisp is 48.
48.
Oh, 65 is still kind of mushy. anyway.
All I know is it felt good at 3 a.m. when I walked in.
When it gets
in.
As cold outside as it is in here, then it's crisp.
Ah, there you got a point. Welcome to the refrigerated studio.
Exactly. Burr. Yeah.
This is the Green Country Gardener Program, and you can get a hold of us at 336-1400 or toll-free at 1-800-749-5936. What's on the agenda today?
Hey, we're getting into a busy time of the year. You remember those tulip bulbs you had and daffodils and things? Yes. Well, if you want them to bloom real well next year, you might want to consider fertilizing them. You go back to the back of the garage in that shelf over there, to off to the side, underneath all the dust. There's a bag of bulb fertilizer.
Okay.
Well, now's the time of year to put it to good use.
Been hanging around a while now. It's time to use it.
We have some pretty good moisture in the ground right now.
Yes, we do.
And actually, the fertilizer will integrate itself into the soil a little better. You might want to work it into the soil a little bit, too. You'll just have bigger, nicer, more beautiful daffodils and whatnot if you were to do that. Plus, it'll put that fertilizer to good use. So you can also use that for tomatoes and other things, too, but it's not... Plants really don't care. Bring out, hey, look, this is bulb fertilizer. You'll whatever. So anyway, fertilize those spring bulbs. It's a good time to plant trees also.
Yes.
It's going to be getting cooler here pretty soon. So you might want to consider thinking about perhaps maybe having a tree planted in the yard. And I like to more or less make trees work for you.
Okay, that sounds like a real good job there.
Muscular tree.
Trees.
But anyway, so there are some factors you want to consider when locating a tree, of course, and that is keep it away from water lines and sewer lines.
Kind of important.
Nothing makes you more mad than when you plant a tree and 10 years later the sewer backs up because of that tree you plant. Not the sewer line. However, the PVC lines, if they're really intact, they really, really won't get into it, so... It's the old those old paper pipe they used back in the 50s that has problems. I know. I was there.
Been there, done that?
Yeah. So anyway, so and also keep in mind how large they're going to get and how they're going to relate to power lines.
Oh, yes.
And so on. And also, if you plant them in a right-of-way, well, the right-of-way is a right-of-way, and they can come in and take it out if they have to replace some power lines and things, too. So, you know, there's just some factors. And be sure you get it tagged for electric power lines and whatnot. So you don't...
you don't come up with some kind of unfortunate mishap.
Permanent hairdo, you know, in the power line.
So suddenly I'm sporting the Larry Fine look.
Just like. So you want to make sure you locate those power lines prior to planting trees. And so anyway, species of trees, too, that's important, which one you want to pick out... species is very, very important. Trees get all different sizes and shapes.
Yes, they do.
Some of them narrow and upright. Some of them big and wide and squatty. Some of them low. Some of them bloom. Some of them don't. Some of them are just real pests.
The female ginkgo tree.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But anyway, so...
I live next to one of those.
And there are a lot of trees that have a good fall color, too. Mm-hmm. The Chinese pistache is a good one, mm-hmm. as well as a wide variety of red maples. That fall color, that brilliant, bright, blazing red, glowing maple tree. That's what everybody wants, and the weather doesn't cooperate. Mm-hmm. But anyway, those are the ones that people really like to have. And they do require some root space mm-hmm. and a lot of growing space, too.
So you got to watch everything. You got to mm-hmm. take everything into consideration.
Right. So, when I go to people's houses, they ask me, well, where can I plant a tree? Okay, so let's establish some criteria first. You want to be 10 feet from the sidewalk at the very closest, 10 feet or so from the driveway, 15 feet from the house. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to bother your neighbors with it, so maybe 15 feet away from the neighbor's house. Mm-hmm. So I was at a house, and we earmarked all those parameters, a little bit of paint on them. And there was an area, I guess, about the size of a card table where they could have planted a tree.
Oh, by the time you got everything else, no, can't, not there, not there. Oh, here we go.
There's a space
spot.
Right there.
X marks
and,
the spot.
It turned out there was a drainage pattern going through the yard.
Oh.
And you really don't want to plant. It's another thing you have to consider is the drainage patterns in the yard. Because mm-hmm. the root mass of the tree, especially a maple tree or some others, the root, and if you have underlying rock, which is very common around here, I know that from experience, and the pain in my shoulders and arms today is a result of that. Oh, yeah, clang. But anyway, the root mass tends to swell the ground up a little bit. Yep. And if you have a critical drainage pattern, which this house had, of less, say, than 2%, then it can cause a backup of water. A pooling of water, perhaps. Mm. And if the water goes all the way around the house and makes its way out to the front yard, it can cause backup problems. And you can even get flooding in the house or through the garage.
That's not good.
I've been to people's houses where they, whenever it rains, they open up the back door to the garage and crack the garage open, let it run through when it rains.
Just let it happen.
I said, that's not the way it's supposed to happen.
No, no. I know it's working for you now, but
well, it keeps the floor clean. So you really want to make sure all these factors are taken into account when siting a tree. And I say, previously, make a tree work for you. That is, make it provide some shade in the mm-hmm. afternoon. It does get rather warm here in the summertime.
Slightly.
So you want one that'll provide some shade. Mm-hmm. Now, at my house, of course, I live on top of a solid rock. I think there was an airport not east of town, but where my house was built one time. Because the rock is so consolidated. I planted a Chinese pistache. Mm-hmm. 15 feet west of the driveway about 8 years ago. And now when I come home for work, my space in the driveway is shaded.
Nice.
So it's worked out really well. So. Right. But anyway, so placement is very critical on that too. And as far as getting a tree, the size, getting a large tree doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get shade a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. A large tree, a lot of times, they come bald and burlapped. And they're grown in these big farms with miles and miles of trees up and down a row. Mm-hmm. And they got these machines that go in and scoop out the soil around the tree together with the root mass, hopefully. And part of the root ball is removed in the process.
Oh, yeah.
Part of the root system is. And the tree spends the next 3 years of its life trying to recover from that injury, if you will. And then after that, it'll take off. So really, a big bald burlap tree, it's big right now, but it's going to stay that same size for quite some time.
You just have to build that into your expectations.
Right. Yeah. We carry some bald burlap trees. In addition to those, we carry container grown trees.
Mm-hmm.
The 30-gallon tree is becoming very popular because it gets to be a tree. You sell a rake with it. And there has been no root loss in the mm-hmm. production of this tree.
Okay.
So you put it in the ground, you're set to go, and it's going to grow and take off a lot quicker. So a 30-gallon tree, even a 45 or a 50, if it's been grown in the container like that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they take a bald burlap tree and actually put it in a container and let it let the root system recover and grow out before they sell it. The survival rate is a lot higher on a container tree as opposed to a bottom burlap tree too. So anyway, there's all these factors to consider when planting a tree, and really it comes down to initial cost too, as far as large a tree you get is concerned. Now you can get a 15 or 10 or 5 or 10 feet 15 gallon tree, and they'll just take off pretty quickly. And in say 10 years, you really won't know much of a mm-hmm. difference between a 10 gallon tree and a 3-inch bald burlap tree. They'll be about the same. So anyway, that's
ask a lot of questions before you make a purchase.
Yeah, a lot of trees have problems. You have acorns and things like that on oak trees.
Not a problem to them per se, but maybe for us.
Yeah, and the production of acorns is variable depending on the spring weather. If we have a late freeze, it can zing all those little male catkins, and then you won't have any acorns. This year, the oaks really aren't overly productive for some odd reason. I know my water oak it dropped some immature acorns in midsummer, and there's just not much up there this year. So it's not going to be much of a heavy year for acorns this year. And don't plant, let's say, a red oak or a Schumard oak with the leaves hanging over your bedroom. Because when it gets really big, the acorns drop and clunk. In the middle of the night, click, clunk, click, clunk.
You think you're being bombarded. You hear this pelting on
on the window. So you might pick a different species, perhaps a maple tree that doesn't drop acorns in the middle of the night. So a lot of factors to consider.
that fruit-bearing ginkgo that I had, that's how I kind of figured out what that was. We got the home, in the fall and what have you, and ginkgo tree, okay, whatever, ginkgo. All of a sudden, boom! It's just like, what in the world?
Yeah.
The things were hitting the gutter. They were hitting the side of the house on a windy night. Fruit. I was like, what in the dickens? I went outside, took a look at that, and I was like, oh, boy. We bought ourselves a little bit of an interesting situation, from experience.
Ginkgos are excellent trees. They're one of my absolute favorite trees.
But they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, but you want to make sure to get a male. Male or female tree. There's some species, they're different.
So. Yeah, they are.
We also carry a good extensive line of male pistache.
Okay.
Pistache is another dioecious plant like that, and they don't have the berries on it in the fall and winter. Mm-hmm. The fruit, if you will, they call it. So and you won't have little pistache growing all over the place. I got lucky on mine. My pistache tree up front. It came up in between the house and the concrete, and I dug it up and planted it in the front yard, and it turned out to be a male.
Good.
It's an absolute specimen of a tree. Anyway. So that's kind of a deal with trees. I guess after the break, we'll talk about what to do in your lawn right now.
All righty. We got that coming up. You're listening to the Green Country Gardener, and we'll be back after this two-minute timeout.
Brent Walker's in from United Rentals. And, Brent, why would somebody want to rent as opposed to just going out buying a piece of gear?
Rentals works great just for the one-time use, two-time use type person versus laying out that kind of dollars for bigger and heavier equipment.
Weather around Oklahoma can cause power outages, and you've got generators for people.
We have generators from the small, we call them suitcase size, all the way up to large to run buildings, homes, businesses. So we can get you taken care of with generators.
United Rentals in Bartlesville, 3801 Southeast Nowata Road. Call to reserve your equipment rentals, 918-333-9580.
Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has summer sale items to get your garden growing. Save 30% off select trees in stock. Save 30% off crepe myrtles, butterfly bushes, hydrangeas, clematis, gardenias, grapes, and herbs. Get flowering baskets at $14.99 for a 10-inch basket and $19.99 for a 12-inch basket. Check out their glass and metal art, too. 30% off. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowata Road. Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants and more. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5:30. Sunday, noon to 5.
When you need the help of a good mechanic, ABS Performance is where you need to go. They can do everything from a simple oil change to a full-blown transmission and engine replacement. No job is too big or small, and having the right mechanic for general and complete automotive care is important. They'll keep your vehicle up to date on oil changes and routine maintenance. Seek the help of a good mechanic. Head to ABS Performance on Price Road next to the Washington Park Mall in Bartlesville. Phone number 918-333-4420.
What do you do when you want to listen to 1400 K1 but you can't because you're out of the area? Listen to our stream on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Just go to our homepage and click on the Listen Now button in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. The 1400 K1 stream is brought to you by Cliffs Flooring and Windows, Cherokee Casino Ramona, and by your Wells Fargo advisor, Faye Marlowe. Listen on your computer, your smartphone, or other internet-connected device. Whether you're home or away, we're your constant companion. We're 1400 K1.
And welcome back to the Green Country Gardener. Larry Glass is with us. And, of course, your phone calls are welcome, toll-free, 1-800-749-5936. Larry, we went from the trees now to the yard.
To the yard, yeah. This time of year, we're getting to another critical turn of the corner, I guess you will, and what to do in your yard. Grass.
Yeah, man. Oh, would that go?
No, really. One thing we have to be concerned about with our lawns and is this ugly bunch of weeds that comes up in the spring.
Oh, boy.
And use a pre-emergent control. Very simple. A pre-emergent control. And probably the most popular one right now is the generic name is prodiamine.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a great control for crabgrass. Prodiamine is also effective against summer annual grasses, too, like annual bluegrass, crabgrass, it does help control that, too. And a large variety of annual broadleaf weeds. It's very safe to use on established turf. I do say the word established, with the exception of putting greens. But anyway, and you can use it in ornamentals and established perennials as well. You can use it in your garden as well to help control weeds.
Mm.
Now, probably the most popular weed of the week, or the year, actually, is a henbit.
Okay.
That's the purple haze that forms over the ground. This plant, you know. If they were to breed these plants to have big, attractive flowers, people couldn't get enough of them.
I imagine.
But anyway, it's a very persistent pest. And here in another 2 or 3 weeks, it's going to be starting to grow. Now, what they do is they grow in the fall, or they sprout in the fall, and they kind of sit down in the grass, kind of hide, just all winter long. And then about the middle of February, they really start to grow. And you have these big seeds of henbit with this purple flower on it. And it grows very quickly. And it gives a lot of people a bit of a headache. So you can be proactive at this point and use some prodiamine on that, and that'll make a very good pre-emergent control.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have newly established lawns, especially zoysia grass, you might want to refrain from using this, at least for the first year,
because
it really has to get established before before it. Your grass has to really get established so it doesn't get damaged by the prodiamine. So it will cause some problems with your newly established turf also. And if you want to establish some fescue grass in there, definitely do not apply prodiamine prior to putting on your fescue grass, because it simply will not grow.
It won't.
No.
Nada.
The word I used previously in established grass, actually, is what you want to you just have to put up with the weeds for a year, that's all. And then you can apply this later on to control them later. It can also be used for crabgrass control, too.
That's been a problem this year.
Yeah. Oh, it's been horrible. I've been to people's yards. There's nothing but crabgrass.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing but crabgrass this year. It's a pain. And there's so much water in it, and it's very fibrous.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a mulching mower, it tends to really bog it down. A couple of weeks ago, I talked about the man who was mowing his grass this morning. Quit. He just let it sit.
I think I saw that guy.
So anyway, so it's good to have that maybe in the spring as well. And because of all the rain we had this last year, we had to do some repeat applications of that to keep it from coming up. Because the seeds, it doesn't kill the seeds. It stops the seeds from sprouting after it stops the germination process. So if there are any seeds left in there, and your neighbor who refuses to control his crabgrass, they're now distributing seeds all over the place when the wind blows. This howling wind comes through. And also, when you get somebody mowing your yard for you, they probably use mulching mowers or something, and incorporated in the mower deck are some crabgrass seeds.
Oh, yeah, so they're going to carry from, into the
one ground, one or to the other. I'm sure they... I don't know of anyone in town who really goes to the trouble of hosing off their mower deck between properties.
Probably not.
So it can be spread that way also. So a pre-emergent is good for that, and you do want to do a repeat application on that. Now, if you hire somebody to do that, hopefully they'll have the knowledge to be aware of how much rain we have had. Gee, 1.5 times our normal amount this year alone.
Wow.
And that prodiamine or... Yeah, it does get diluted to a point where it just doesn't work.
Yeah, it's ineffective, totally
so
ineffective.
So you want a repeat application throughout the year.
Rinse, lather, repeat.
So that's kind of the established pre-emergent control for weeds right now is the prodiamine. Another one is quinclorac, which is a post-emergent herbicide. It kills broadleaf weeds and grasses intolerant to species. I say tolerant in that don't use it on your fescue grass because you won't have any fescue grass.
Grass be gone.
Right. Exactly. So you want to, and that's kind of the replacement for MSMA.
Okay.
Somebody was asking me about, do you have any MSMA? And I said, well, we really can't sell it, but you can buy a 10-gallon drum of it down at the ag place. But for homeowners,
I have none, but I can tell you where to find it.
It's been lifted from the market, really, for homeowners and things. So
I got it.
So the new one is a quinclorac, which doesn't have any arsenic in it.
Good.
Which is good for the water table. So anyway, quinclorac is a kind of a broad spectrum post-emergent herbicide. It kills broadleaf weeds and grasses, and it's used as a post-emergent. And it's a crabgrass killer that controls many broadleaf weeds, too, in the garden right now. And the dandelions are becoming more popular. I even had one bloom in my yard. I go, oh, my gosh, I've got a dandelion.
Oh, my heavens.
There goes my reputation. Just pick it and eat it. They're very good plants. They're very healthy
soup.
Plants, too. Yeah. So. But anyway, you can use that. Also, the 2,4-D and the Trimec are also good effective controls for broadleaf weeds also. Yeah. And if you do see some coming up, you can be proactive at this point to control them. Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind the prodiamine is a pre-emergent control. It stops weed seeds from coming up. It will not control existing weeds.
Mm-hmm.
It only stops the germination process. Whereas your quinclorac, your 2,4-D, your Trimec, and all those others, they're a post-emergent control, which you put on to control grassy weeds in your yard. So we have them at the nursery in several formulations. You really can't get pure quinclorac. It has to come in a formulation with something else.
Mm-hmm.
It's EPA regulations. So anyway, that's kind of the way that goes. So anyway, enough of yard chemicals.
Go ahead.
As far as fertilizing your grass right now, don't fertilize your Bermuda grass at this point. It's time to kind of put it to rest for the winter. If it's not the green color you really want it to have, you might consider maybe doing an iron supplement, perhaps. But other than that, you really don't want your Bermuda grass growing rather quickly at this point because it needs to slow down a little bit and prepare for the winter.
Yeah, get ready for dormancy.
Zoysia grass, a little bit different story. Mm-hmm. It's hardier than the Bermuda grass, and it does not get spring dead spot and all the other issues that Bermuda grass can have.
Mm-hmm.
So you could probably squeak by with one minor fertilization at this point.
All right, we'll put that away into the pile here, and we're going to be right back with a little bit more as the Green Country Gardener continues. It is 8:32. We're going to take this 2-minute timeout.
Don't paint yourself in a corner. Call LPL Painting and Company, professionally painting in the Bartlesville area for 20 plus years. All finishes, all surfaces, perfection corner to corner. You'll find their portfolio online or on Facebook. LPL Painting and Company, that's LPL Painting and Company, fully insured, offering free estimates. Just call 918-214-1999 for consult and estimate.
Visit Peter's True Value at their new location in Dewey and find great values at excellent prices. Peter's carries a full range of Bonanza minerals and feeds from Mid-America Feeds in Tallulah. Need a new weed eater? Peter's now is an authorized Echo brand dealer carrying weed eaters and more. Check out their other new departments too, like lawn and garden. They've even got expanded inventory throughout the store, so you'll always find just what you need. Get more out of your shopping day with new hours of 8 to 7 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8 to 5. That's Peter's True Value, 1865 North Osage, Highway 75 in Dewey. Peter's True Value. Start right. Start here.
Sweet strawberry icing. You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Just as a shin bone is a device for finding furniture in a dark room,
oh, there it is!
Waking up and turning on the radio will help you find information, like news, weather, and traffic.
Weekday mornings, start your day at 6 with Bill and Tom. Breaking news, in-depth weather, sports with Evan Barbach, community connection, and one-on-one with the pros.
And move that coffee table, will ya?
Bill and Tom, weekday mornings on K1, the one you crossed.
We're back with the Green Country Gardener Show, and you can give us a call if you have a question at 1-800-749-5936. Brown sugar doesn't do too much for your lawn or your garden, does it?
Oh, your waistline, so, for that matter.
Yeah. Take a look at me, man. we were going to talk about some division here.
This is an occupational hazard here. Anyway, in the garden also, it's time to divide those iris.
Gotcha.
You can cut back your peonies at this point. They're really done for the season, and they're kind of ugly.
Mm-hmm.
So they can be cut back if you really want to make the garden perk it up a little bit. Perhaps cut those back and maybe put down a fresh layer of mulch. We have bulk mulch at the nursery.
Good.
So it's a great deal, a great way to get a lot of mulch for a fairly low price.
Mm-hmm.
So, about $39 for a big half-yard scoop, and we bring it in a dump truck.
Oh, man, there you go.
It's fun to watch. Kids like to watch that thing.
Thank you very much.
So, anyway, also, time for planting pansies.
Okay.
It's going to be getting cooler. The nighttime temperatures are getting down in the 60s. When they get down into the 50s, here in another couple of weeks or so, it'll really be a hot time for the pansies.
Mm-hmm.
Or a cool time, I guess.
They'll thrive a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And also the flowering kale. We have some rather large kale plants this year. Kale is a good health food.
It is.
Good for you, too. So you can eat your landscape. So anyway, and the color on that is kind of interesting. Right now there's kind of this bluish-green color, not really very showy. They really don't exhibit their brilliant colors until it gets consistently cold.
Mm-hmm.
So you can either put your kale plant in the refrigerator or wait till it gets cold.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we got those too. Also have the fertilizers and things necessary for that. And we've got all kinds of soil supplements, you know, fertilizers that make things grow too. So you might consider that if your stuff needs a little bit of help. So at the nursery, pansies, violas, chrysanthemums are beginning to bloom, new trees for fall color. And lots of new shrubs and things. The Obsession Nandinas are really very attractive. We sold a lot of those. It's a good plant, Obsession Nandina. It gets about 2 and a half feet tall, and they kind of stay that way. And they don't spread around the whole yard like a lot of Nandinas do. They stay very well in place.
So they're well-behaved.
Well-behaved. They're not your great-grandmother's Nandinas. We have a caller?
Yes, we do. Hi, caller, and good morning. Welcome. You're on the air, and let's put you right through to Larry here. What's your question, please?
If I
if I plant,
go ahead.
If I plant fescue
right
seed today, how about pre-emergent in the spring? Would that bother the fescue?
It shouldn't.
Did it sprout over the winter?
No, it'll be well established enough to where it won't cause any problems with that.
So you can plant fescue now, and then in the spring you can put down pre-emergent for crabgrass, right?
Yeah, right about St. Patrick's Day. Yes.
That wouldn't bother the seed.
Right. At that point in time, I would say the fescue grass will be established, and the key word there is established. Grass.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, sure.
All right, thank you. And, of course, your calls are always welcome at 1-800-749-5936.
He'll have October, November, December, January, February, and March. The 6 months of establishment.
Put those roots right down.
Yeah, so don't overdo it, though, by all means.
Never overdo it.
If you put too much down, it is kind of a sterilant. Mm-hmm. And then nothing grows but moon rocks. So you want to make sure to follow the instructions very carefully in any herbicide application. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we talked about planting pansies. There's some compositional ideas you might consider. There's all kinds of varieties of pansies. There's the big giant, majestic giant ones, and the violas, which has a whole bunch of little bitty flowers on it. We have another caller?
No.
We don't? Okay, anyway. And that... that allows you to do some degree of composition, if you will. You can do, say, a border of the violas, and you might plant some bigger pansies in groups behind it. I do like to plant pansies in groups, so there's a little bit of space in between.
There you go.
Because spring is going to come someday.
And when spring arrives.
And it's going to get hot, and it's prime time, but your pansies are still going to have a really big show, really nice show to them. So you want to have some space in between them so you can put annuals, other annuals, like periwinkles and the hardy coleus and stuff like that in between it. So you have a constant show of color all year round.
Very good. I mean, that's very appealing to the eye. And curb appeal, too, for your home.
Yeah, so you can take, though, that little single row that you want to plant along the front beds and maybe condense it into clumps.
You
still get a similar effect. But you do have room in between to plant some flowers next spring. Mm-hmm. So think and put the time factor in your planting on your landscape as well as the initial planting itself. Mm-hmm. So, okay, we can also give you a landscape plan.
Yes.
I went to see a customer and was presented with a long list of design elements in a fairly small yard and had to try to get it to even Christmas.
You'll have nothing
you
to mow,
what
sir.
In this yard? And so we can solve these the problems and make everything work. And I tried to, on this particular one, I tried to make the yard look like it, the spaces are some modulated to increase a little bit of sense of space in there. So anyway, we'll see how that one comes out. But anyway, time to get a plan, and we can solve some problems with drainage, as well as rocky soil, so on too. We were doing a drain for somebody, what they call a French drain, which is a subterranean drain. And the guy started digging the trench for it, and I said, we need to go deeper. Now we went down just another 6 inches deep or so, and water started oozing out of the ground. And I said, we needed to get down to that layer where the water was. And so we dug it out, and took all day to get that dug out. It's muddy. Came back the next day, the trench was full of water.
Oh.
So it's important when doing those kind of things to know what's going on down below. Mm-hmm. And so we put in our perforated pipe, and it's all draining away right now. So hopefully the customer will have a drier backyard at least.
Good.
We'll have polywogs growing in the mud.
Unexpected visitors.
Yeah, really. So there are a lot of factors when considering the landscape. Another one we did, the previous owner had poured a concrete patio over the irrigation system. And the customer was wondering why is why is my water bill so high? Well, you just don't do that, people. You just don't put concrete over irrigation pipe.
No.
Especially with the grade of pipe that was used. It's a real lightweight,
thin pipe. Oh, not good.
Yeah, and there are different grades of PVC pipe. I don't even know why they put out 200-class PVC. To me, it's absolutely useless. You need to use Schedule 40 at least. But they used a lightweight pipe underneath the concrete. And its backyard has been suspiciously wet. I mean, moss growing everywhere, just water just oozing out from underneath the patio, and I said, uh-oh, here's a problem. So all the moisture also deteriorated a gas line. So.
Oh, good heaven. It. Yeah, so. It's like, what didn't go wrong?
So it was a beehive of activity between us and plumbers and other people trying to stuff around.
It's a conclave of the professionals back there.
So that's another problem we can solve too, is that kind of thing.
Sure.
And the sprinkler system in all of its glory lacked a master valve in it.
Well, so that's kind of important.
So that 200 PSI PVC pipe, which is really, it's kind of thin, you know, was under pressure at all times. And his water bill was just astronomical. Well, we put the master valve in, which the timer tells the master valve to turn on. It pressurizes the static line, the whole system. Mm-hmm. So the pipe that was underneath the patio was not pressurized unless the timer told it to. The water bill went down 30%.
Good.
And I said, I think we can do better than that.
Better.
So that's the project for Monday. Is to the plumbers have got the gas line all put in, so now we can put in our piping. And at a different level, we had to dig down.
Different level?
We had to dig down a foot and a half deep. Mm-hmm. It was 18 inches, a foot and a half deep, to get this deep enough for the gas line to go down. And then we'll put some a cushion. This is rock, too.
Oh,
sledgehammers and picks, what a mess.
Oh,
but
boy.
Anyway, so we're going to put a layer of sandy loam around the pipe to act as a barrier between the stone and the pipe so it doesn't get punctured. Yeah, boom. You know.
Yeah, because right there, you'd be right back to square one.
And then we'll put our pipe at an elevation higher than that. And we're going to be using a blue line pipe. Okay. Blue line is kind of a new form of high density polyethylene.
Okay.
And it's very effective and very flexible, and we really like it. Just, you can hit it with a shovel and it won't shatter like some of the thin walls. <also. laughs>
We have a call. You ready to take one?
Okay, put them on.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to Green Country Gardener. Your question, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've got what everybody calls a little Christmas cactus.
Oh, Christmas cactus, yes.
Yeah, and I've seen bloom there, but they're very well pleased. But on this last bloom, one of the blooms hit all off. It stayed on. I'd taken it off, and it's on there somewhat. And now I've got a little deep purple, I don't know what to call it, deep purple node or whatever you want to call it. Is that a seed pod or just something weird for the plant?
Yeah, a seed pod on a Christmas cactus will be somewhat more rounded than the stem itself.
Right.
So if it's a little bit more rounded than the stem, then chances are it's a seed pod.
Yeah, it almost looks like a cranberry.
Yeah, huh? That sounds like you're going to have a little baby Christmas cacti.
Okay, do I need to put something under it to catch the seeds, or... It's hanging out over the edge of the pot.
It should mature and get kind of mushy, then you'll be able to harvest the seeds out of it and plant those.
Excellent. I've never had one do that before.
It's not very common for that to happen, but when it does, it's kind of a bit of a thrill,
I
guess.
Right, and didn't know it.
Yeah, and then you can plant the seeds, and who knows what kind of variation you'll get in the coloration.
Okay, excellent. I also was surprised this year when my mother-in-law flowered. I'd never seen that in all the years I've had that.
Never seen what now?
The mother-in-law sun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they do bloom, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was surprised at that one. This thing has never done that before. I've had about 20 years.
Yeah, the mother-in-law sun has a very slow metabolism.
Yeah.
Which is atypical for mother-in-laws, but nonetheless. So it takes it a while for it to bloom, so... But anyways, it's kind of interesting. There's not an overly attractive flower, but it's kind of interesting.
But it seemed like, if I remember right, it was on a real stalk and just a little flower at the very end of it.
Exactly.
So I was surprised. I thought maybe something else got in there, and I followed it down. Nope, that's what it was.
Nope. Yeah, they do bloom on occasion like that. So.
All right. Well, you guys have a blessed afternoon. Keep up the good work, and keep selling sharp.
All right, thank All you right. for coming. I thought you'd get a thrill out of that comment.
There you go. Yeah. We're going to have to take a quick break here real quick. We've got two before the show ends, so we'll take this one right now, and we'll be back in 2 minutes with the Green Country Gardener.
Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has summer sale items to get your garden growing. Save 30% off select trees in stock. Save 30% off crepe myrtles, butterfly bushes, hydrangeas, clematis, gardenias, grapes, and herbs. Get flowering baskets at $14.99 for a 10-inch basket and $19.99 for a 12-inch basket. Check out their glass and metal art, too. 30% off. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowata Road. Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants and more. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5:30. Sunday, noon to 5.
Hi, this is Brian Ballard with Roman Chevrolet Buick in beautiful Independence, Kansas.
We have a fantastic selection of new and used vehicles, including GM certified. Just head north and watch your prices go south at Roman Chevrolet Buick in Independence, Kansas. At Roman Chevrolet Buick, you do not have to pay extra taxes. You only pay in Oklahoma where you live. We will treat you the way you want to be treated at Roman Chevrolet Buick in Independence, Kansas, where we're making car buying fun again. You can reach us at 620-331-4700 or 24/7 online at romansgm.com.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand trusted by builders and remodelers Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're our most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows at Overly's Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
Smoother. Faster, easier to use. That's what you expect from any update on an app for your phone. And we've delivered. Head to the Google Play Store or Apple Store to get the latest version of the KWON Radio smartphone app. News, weather, sports, and community events from KWON have never been easier to access. There's even a button now for you to sound off and tell us what you think. It's free thanks to Arvest Bank and Oklahoma Wesleyan University and available at the Google Play Store and Apple Store from KWON Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Green Country Gardener Show. And phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. And Larry, where were we here? We were digging up things and putting things back together.
Well, we were talking about solving problems in the landscape.
There we go.
Yes. And we were working with irrigation systems and the problems people have with them.
Mm-hmm.
So ended up with a blue line pipe.
Oh, there we go.
It's just a fairly new product, mm-hmm. fairly nice. It's been around for a while, but it's just kind of becoming more and more popular. And you're familiar with PEX pipe?
Yes.
Yes. It works on the same principle as that. Instead of using glue and all that, the fittings, you just kind of push it, lock them together. And it makes it easier when you're doing things like repairs or something, because you can put the pipe together when it's wet.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hate that when you get a break in a sprinkler line somewhere and you come out and the water just keeps pouring out and dripping out of it. and you got a pump, you pump it out and it comes in with the blue line, mm-hmm. it just seals it up instantly. Yeah. There's also a product called PVC Lock, which is good too, which is very similar to PEX, but it uses a size for PVC. And in the same principle, there's a ring inside there with the little teeth that grip the pipe, and the harder you pull, the stronger it grips, that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a rubber seal in there. And that's saved our bacon, I guess. in a few irrigation repairs that involve an area that's extraordinarily wet, it just doesn't dry out. So it's kind of new, and it's a lot better than coming home with Smurf slime all over your hands from this blue glue, this hot blue glue we use for PVC. We have a caller, do we?
No.
Okay, anyway, that that's kind of new and coming up in there too. And there's sprinkler timers too are becoming more and more. This person we did the work for has a Rakio timer. Mm-hmm. I think that's how you pronounce it, which is a internet-based.
Okay.
We'll use your telephone. I've got one at home like that. Use this thing to control it. And it also taps into the weather service.
Wow, so that's pretty
interesting. Yeah, we used the Beehive one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty good. We had last time we put in a little bit of a glitch because I did the programming on my Android, but he had a hard time with this iPhone. So you want to make sure when you put in when you're installing a Beehive timer to program it with the customer's phone, not yours. Oh boy, we had to clear it all out and start again, but we did. But anyway, it's becoming more revolutionary and I think more reliable too. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that coming into the radio station today. I was listening to some older music. And, you know, the cars back then, they were really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't reliable.
No, they weren't.
No, the new cars, like this new stuff, it's very reliable.
Highly, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway. So that's it with we put in a rain sensor, too. It's very smart because it stops it right away when it rains.
Yeah, you don't want to be that guy with the big thunderstorm.
Yeah, I drove by that guy's house the other day. It was raining cats and dogs, and the sprinkler just going just a mile.
You just got to face palm and go along,
I
man.
I guess so. I almost knocked the door. I can fix that, you know.
Right now?
Well, you know.
Give me a minute.
Yeah.
We're going to take one more quick break, and we're going to check in with the other things going on around the shop here on the Green Country Gardener. We'll be back after this two-minute timeout.
In the early 1900s, the world was changing, and the United States was taking its place as the premier industrial and political power in the world. The newest frontier was not the Wild West as much as it was industry and technology. The world was changing around Bartlesville and in Osage County as well during this time. Frank Phillips and his brother L.E. were growing tired of the boom and bust of the oil business and were in the process of selling off their oil leases and making plans to expand their banking business and making Kansas City their headquarters. The Phillips brothers owned lease 185 in Osage County, and by the terms of the lease, if they didn't drill it, they lost it. Well, it wasn't Frank Phillips' nature to walk away from an investment with at least trying, so rather than lose it, they decided to drill for oil, and they drilled 6 dry holes on that lease, and then finally, on their 7th try, they hit oil at around 100 barrels a day. Encouraged, they drilled one more just to the west, and on March 22, 1917, Frank Phillips stood on the drilling platform when the earth and all around him began to tremble. The well exploded with a gusher of over 1,000 barrels a day. It has been said that that well was the beginning of Phillips Petroleum Company and therefore the history and legacy of Frank Phillips. Thanks to that well, we still have Willow Rock to remember the West, the oil, and the history of Frank and Jane Phillips. Come visit the past and capture the magic of Willow Rock. Welcome home to Willow Rock.
What do you do when you want to listen to 1400 K1, but you can't because you're out of the area? Listen to our stream on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Just go to our homepage and click on the Listen Now button in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. The 1400 K1 stream is brought to you by Cliffs Flooring and Windows, Cherokee Casino Ramona. Listen on your computer, your smartphone, or other internet-connected device. Whether you're home or away, we're your constant companion. We're 1400 K1.
Yeah, we're turning it up. It is 8:56. Welcome back. Larry, what's happening at the shop?
At the shop, we're starting to get some fall color in. The pansies arrived yesterday, as well as the mums. We have mums in several different sizes. The great big got-their-own-zip-code kind of mums, down to the 4-inch, depending on your needs. Not everybody's garden has enough room to handle a mum that's 3 miles wide. There'll be two spans wide, yeah, okay, at least. Yeah, that's 12 to 18 inches wide or so. That's pretty wide.
That's something.
So not everybody really needs or wants that. So you can we have some smaller ones, too, in all kinds of colors. So check them out. And the pansies are starting to come in, too. It might be just a smidge early, perhaps, for pansies. But we got a lot of people who like to push the envelope. And actually, they will root in and tolerate the cold a lot better. So the earlier you can plant them, the better they're going to be as far as them surviving when it gets really cold. Mm-hmm. I did some experimenting with pansies. I did pansy hanging baskets, and they did fine all winter long, as well as containerized. I like to put them in containers on the patio. And they were beautiful all winter long, except when it got down to 5 below 0.
Oh, yeah, that'll change things.
They popped out. As soon as the sun came out, they opened back up, and it's just fine. So they're very, a very cold, hardy plant, actually, I find them somewhat drought tolerant. Mm-hmm. And, they're very, very rugged, rough, strong plant, contrary to the pansy term we've
that's associated with other right, things and being right, not so hardy.
So they're really a tough plant. Yeah. So make room for them, if you will. Give yourself some color by the front door or whatever. It makes it look really nice. We have a good selection of succulent plants. Mm-hmm. They've become the new plant of the new millennial.
they have their own plant.
Because they're easy to grow.
There you go.
So they have all kinds of different configurations of these succulent plants, and they're sort of a cactus kind of thing.
Gotcha.
And they're very, very good house plants in that they don't have very much of, kind of like a cat, they don't have much of a demand. So you might consider for a house plant on the windowsill, perhaps some succulent plants, all different shapes and configurations and easy to grow. And occasionally they bloom.
Hmm.
Like the mother-in-law's time, it will eventually bloom.
Yeah.
And they're kind of interesting when that happens. A big event.
A big event.
You can get everybody on Facebook to come look at your blooming succulent. So, and also we have a grass seed, the five-star. We like the five-star because it's a blend. Gives you a very good texture on your fescue grass. Sometimes the coarser fescue can have a rather coarse texture and get kind of thin here and there and not do so well. But anyway, the five-star blend has different types in it. And and make sure to get some compost to help to get that ground ready when you plant your grass seed. And of course, whenever you're planting your grass seed or your pansies or anything, be sure to keep that shovel sharp.
Indeed.
It's very important. Actually, that's a Monday morning ritual at the Green Thumb is to sharpen up our shovels.
All right. Very good. We're going to have to do Facebook Live when you guys do that.
Oh, no. All the sparks.
Take care, folks. We'll see you all next weekend.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville, K227CQ Bartlesville.
This is CBS News on the Hour. Sponsored by Mass Mutual.
I'm Bud Mishkin. We now have official White House confirmation that Hamza bin Laden, the son of the late